The grave cannot hold God's sleeping saints, May 2. So Moses the servant of the Lord died there in the land of Moab, according to the word of the Lord. After sin entered the world, Eden had been caught up from the earth, for God would not suffer it to feel the marks of the curse. As Moses beheld that lovely garden, in vision, an expression of joy came over his countenance. But the servant of God was carried still farther. He saw the earth purified by fire and cleansed from every vestige of sin, every mark of the curse, and renovated and given to the saints to possess forever and ever. He saw the kingdoms of the earth given to the saints of the Most High. In the new earth, the prophecies that the Jews applied to the first advent of Christ will be fulfilled. The saints will then be redeemed and made immortal. Upon their heads will be crowns of immortality, and joy and glory will be pictured on their countenances, which will reflect the image of their Redeemer. Moses saw the land of Canaan as it will appear when it becomes the home of the saints. John the Revelator was given a view of this same land, of which he writes, "I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them, and be their God." As Moses beheld this scene, joy and triumph were expressed in his countenance. He could understand the force of all that the angels revealed to him. He took in the whole scene as it was presented before him. His mind was firm, his intellect clear. His strength was unabated, his eye was undimmed. Then he closed his eyes in death, and the angels of God buried him in the mount. And there he slept. But it was not long before Christ came to raise Moses to life. As he stood by the grave and bade him come forth, Satan stood by his side, saying, "I have control over him. I tempted him and he yielded." Even Moses was not able to keep God's law. "He has transgressed and has placed himself on my side of the controversy. He appropriated to himself the glory that belonged to God. He is my property, for by his sin he has placed himself in my dominion and in my power."